WPFP, translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Donald Trump wins today's North Dakota Republican presidential caucuses, adding to his string of victories ahead into Super Tuesday tomorrow with 16 contests. A unanimous Supreme Court decision tossed out state efforts to ban Mr. Trump from the ballot. The state cited the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment. His Republican rival Nikki Haley campaigning tonight in Fort Worth, Texas.
What did Donald Trump do? $8 trillion in debt in just 4 years, more than any other president.
Pleading guilty to perjury charges from his testimony during Mr. Trump's civil fraud trial, Alan Weisselberg, the ex-chief financial officer of the Trump family real estate company. The judge says Weisselberg will get 5 months behind bars. He's 76, already served time for dodging taxes. The biggest snowfall totals in Northern California's Sierra Nevada mountains from the latest storm are more than 7 feet, and more snow's coming. This is ABC News. A ceasefire deal is waiting for a handshake if Hamas agrees. The war with Israel will be on hold for 6 weeks, and more than 500,000 people at risk of famine could be saved.
UNICEF telling us that the situation gets worse by the hour, and they're saying they're seeing more cases of children dying from dehydration and malnourishment, and they're warning it could quickly skyrocket if there is not a ceasefire and if more aid does not get into the Gaza Strip quickly.
ABC's Tom Sufi-Burridge in Tel Aviv. Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 disappeared over the Indian Ocean with 239 people on board 10 years ago. The Malaysian government has said it will not support another search without new leads. Now a Texas-based tech firm has offered a no-find, no-fee proposal to locate the missing Boeing 777.
They think that it's worth going back out and looking in this new area, which was not explored before.
ABC News contributor, retired U.S. Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
What we want.
Yeah.
explore the mystery of commercialism.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Discover. This is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
I was running until I wasn't. My hospital stay would have cost nearly $48,000, even with insurance. But with VA, I'll pay zero. And VA is the best, most affordable healthcare in America for veterans like me. Knowing that my family is waiting at home and a surprise medical bill isn't, that's good for my heart. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Turning mostly clear tonight, low in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer, highs in the mid 40s. And more sunshine for Wednesday, into the upper 40s for a high. Thursday looks mostly cloudy, a slight shower chance, and a high around 50 degrees. Currently 29 degrees.
Well, since you've woken Jack FM up from a power nap, here's another bunch of songs in a row.
Watching me.
Register with Jack FM now and get your first bunch of songs in a row for free. Jack FM. Thank you.
Jack, this is your mother again.
Yes. Jack FM needs to see a man about a horse.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Turning mostly clear tonight, low in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer, highs in the mid-40s. And more sunshine for Wednesday, into the upper 40s for a high. Thursday looks mostly cloudy, a slight shower chance, and a high around 50 degrees. Currently 29 degrees.
103.1.
Hey, Jack.
Jack FM.
Wow, Jack.
I'm digging the music.
True that.
Digging the music.
True that.
It's about time.
True that.
Yeah.
playing what we want? Well, that's no way to get rich, Jack FM.
She keeps him away, Chandon, in a pretty cabinet. At the vacation, she says, just like Marie Antoinette.
Put in a phone line for nothing. 866-930-JACK.
I'm not afraid to Jack, was that you I seen in the Chrysler headed to the Love Shack?
For listening to Jack FM, but shouldn't you be getting back to staring at your phone?
Teacher, the subject of school.